The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
Right, let's talk futsal. And there's a Guinness World Record futsal event taking place over the water in Tranmere in the next couple of months. Let's welcome two guys who are involved in this, Andy Doyle and Damon Shaw. Morning to you guys.
Morning.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about your backgrounds, first of all, both of you. Yourself, Damon, steeped in futsal.
Yeah, I'm a futsal coach, basically. I set up Middlesbrough Futsal Club 12 years ago now, and basically my sort of obsession grew from there, and I set this club up, grew this club. Then I went to Spain for a few years and studied my badges, got my UEFA in futsal. And then the Tranmere project appeared on the radar, and I got involved with that. I got a phone call from Nicola, and they told me about the project, and that's brought me back to Birkenhead.
To try and spread the message a bit. Andy, you're probably more used to 11-a-side than a bit of a futsal game.
I am, yes, I am. I said, but obviously, you know, last year we did the Guinness World Record 5-a-side, and that's been the catalyst from that to what we're about to try and take on board.
Right, so what is the attempt you're going to try and achieve here?
The attempt is, as you met some of the guys last time when we got the 5-a-side record at 70 hours. That was outdoors, non-stop football. It was the equivalent of, as we said at the time, 46 league matches consecutively played.
Back to back.
Back to back. And so they all went away nursing their wounds and their injuries, and I sat in the corner thinking, right, what other skullduggery can I come up with? What other form of torture can I put these guys through? We thought a few things, and then all of a sudden, it was suddenly popped in. The club had picked up this futsal challenge at Rovers, and they turned the rec centre and installed a couple of pitches. This man next to me started the Tranmere Rovers futsal football team. And all of a sudden, I thought, right, okay. So I went to the chairman and I said to the chairman, the idea is, how would you like to be the Guinness World Record holder for futsal? And as Mark does, his eyes lit up and he just went, yeah, go on, do it.
It was a bit of PR.
Doesn't he just? But he's good at what he does, him and Nicola as well. They make a great team. And so I called the lads in. I took them to the rec centre and there was a game on. And I said, basically, guys, I said, the challenge is, I said, do you fancy going for the futsal? Which is, some people say it's glorified five-a-side, but believe me, the speed and the skill that is involved in futsal from your five-a-side, to me, there's no comparison. And the guys went, right, OK. So for the past 3 months, we've had a lot of tasters. They've been getting used to playing on the surface on a ball that doesn't bounce. You've got to use your brain, which is hard for one or two of them, which is what I might be saying. So in June, the end of June, June the 30th, Friday, and the 1st and 2nd of July, we are going to go for the non-stop world record of futsal records, 41 hours, and we're hoping to knock that straight out of the park.
God, that's not easy, is it? No. You're giving a bit of time for people to actually prepare, though, aren't you?
Can
people still
months.
Enter this?
I'll be quite honest with you. I've had to be brutal about it, and it had to be by invitation only.
Right.
You do have to be of a... That's why I count myself out. You have to be of a certain physical disposition, because... it's played at such a speed, and I've had guys come along who class themselves as a fairly standard, shall we say, Sunday afternoon football player who can handle themselves. But after 20 minutes of looking at me, puce, I think I can't keep this speed up. I can't live with that as much as I want to do it. So you have to be a particular mindset as well as physically set up for it.
A lot of people won't have seen it. I was lucky enough last year to be introduced to it at St George's Park, so I watched... some of the teams play, the England team, and I was involved in the conference. There was people from all over the world that came to talk about futsal. I couldn't believe the intensity, Damon, of it. I mean, literally, I don't think you can imagine it until you see it.
No, it's such a different level of fitness. You can play for 2 or 3 minutes and you need to come off. But that's the beauty of it. You've got 7 subs in a match, so you can rotate it. And when we're playing league matches...
Well, give us the basic rules so people out there can have a bit more of an idea in their heads.
So people know five-a-side. The similarities stop there. It is 5 players on a team. You're playing on a pitch that's marked out with lines, so the ball goes out of play. Whereas in five-a-side, it bounces off the walls. And it's a bigger pitch generally than five-a-side. The ball can go anywhere. The players can go anywhere. The goalkeeper can come out. You can go in the area, stuff like that. You can shoot from anywhere. And it really is just football condensed onto a small pitch rather than... It's not five-a-side. It's football condensed onto a small pitch, and it's beautiful to watch as well. But yeah, the intensity, 4 or 5 minutes and you're done. You need to come off.
It actually provided the platform for a lot of top players. So just going back to this conference, I went down and spoke to, I did a video with Lucas. Lucas started playing it. Philippe Coutinho started playing it.
Yep.
Messi did, didn't he?
Yep.
I think a lot of the top players started playing futsal, didn't they? That was their backgrounds.
Yeah, all kids in South America will be exposed to futsal. And in Brazil, it's, I think it's 100, I'm not going to say 100%, but it is a big, big percentage of kids play futsal in school, as in England, most kids will play football. Mm. And it's big in schools in Brazil. In Spain, most kids will play it with their friends in schools. And in Spain, it's an option alongside football. They can do futsal instead of football if they want. And there is a pathway to be professional in futsal in Spain. And it's that draw. Kids in those countries, they play futsal and they want to be futsal players.
And it sort of hones the one-touch idea in the head, doesn't it? Is that right?
Oh, difficult one. Yeah. You see a lot of one touch play, but I'm a fan of two touch.
Right.
I encourage my players to play two touch. It is quick though. It is quick. You control the ball. You need to move it on and move into space. It's one touch can be quite dangerous.
Right. Go and have a look at it. what do you think of futsal? Now you've had a closer inspection. Now Tranmere have embraced it.
I'm amazed by it. One of the better rules I find in futsal is the five foul rule. And yeah, after you commit five fouls, you instantly give a penalty away. And I'm curious to see in the proper game, if that was allowed on the pitch, where once you've committed five fouls, there's a penalty at the other end of the pitch. I wonder how much the game would clean up knowing that fact. Because it's an amazing thing to see.
It's quite intriguing, that, isn't it?
When you think about how they would personally behave themselves, would they go in and do those tackles if they know on the sixth one, penalty at the other end of the pitch?
There's some futsal rules I'd like to see in football. Like stop clock, for example. You'd do away with time wasting.
If
you play 35 minutes, stop clock. So when 35 minutes is up, game over.
So there's certain elements of this game that you do think could possibly transfer. I don't think you could have the five foul rule exactly in place, could you?
I'm sitting here now and I'm thinking, I've already decided in my head, I think I'm going to set up a 11-a-side game where I will play like the futsal rules on a full-size pitch.
After 5 minutes, there'd be penalties every 2 seconds.
People have argued this about sends-off and time-wasting. You know, people time-waste from the first minute, as I found in the conference with Rovers. They don't do it in the last 5 minutes. They do it from the very first whistle because they use every trick in the book to try and slow the game down, as where futsal's the opposite. If anything, you want speed. You need speed. It's as simple as that.
There's another rule there as well. If you get a player sent off, that player's off, he's gone for the game, but you can bring another player on in 2 minutes, and I think that could be useful in football as well. Yeah, because
teams not punished then, are they?
They're off for 2 minutes and it's almost a guaranteed goal because you've got the extra play for those 2 minutes, your power play.
Yeah, it works in futsal but not in a bigger pitch.
In football, could it be, 10 minutes, 15 minutes? Sin
but
bin?
Also the fact that your sub-players may not, obviously, because they're a sub, are not of the same quality or diversity of the guy that's been sent off. So it's a lesser player, maybe, that's coming on for your replacements. I think it's food for thought.
They're all great things to think about. Mm. Tranmere have embraced it. Have other clubs done what Tranmere have done in the past year or so?
Not like Tranmere are doing. Tranmere's a breath of fresh air for me. I've seen a lot of football clubs, pro clubs, with a futsal team, a futsal section, but they're not really taking it seriously. For example, Bristol City, they've got a futsal team, but the club don't really embrace it. They don't, the football side of it, the main department of the club, don't really know what's happening with the futsal, and it's left to a couple of guys to run the futsal, and it doesn't get much backing. Tranmere's come from the top. It's come from Mark and Nicola. They want to integrate futsal into the club fully, and most members of staff at the club know that futsal's part of their remit now. You know, the commercial department, if they can find a sponsor for futsal, then go for it.
So you're not playing competitive matches against other league clubs at this stage, sort of thing?
No, we're in a league. We're in the National Futsal League. We have got York City in our division. We're in the second division because we're a new team. We play in Durham against Durham Futsal. It's not linked to any football club. Mm. We play Manchester, not linked to any football club. Liverpool, not linked to Liverpool. So we are playing other teams, but they're not linked to other football clubs apart from York City.
Right, where do you find your players from? Where's the catchment?
We held trials in the summer when I first got the job. We held a trial session, a couple of trials, and we picked local players from there. And then also knowing that Spanish people have a lot of experience in futsal, I reached out to the Spanish community and we got a few Spanish that live in Liverpool already that came to the club and joined the team as well.
Brilliant stuff. Right, so this world record attempt, 30th of June through to Sunday the 2nd of July. And how many hours are you looking to do again, do you say?
All I'm prepared to say is we're going to beat the current record, which is 41. And I have the reason why I'm guarded about that is, as we found out last time when we did the record, there are attempts being done all the time of which we are unaware of.
You don't want to be gazumped here.
So, good way of putting it. So I could say to you we could do 41, or I could say to you we could do 50. But come the Sunday morning, we will break that current record. And then from that point onwards, I will then leave it to the team. And if they're physically up for it, and I know they will, we will carry on
until Christmas.
Until they drop.
until physically, they drop.
Flog them, Andy.
But, well, I could do, but the thing I'd like to point out for this as well, this is there are seven or eight different facets to this, to the squad, 24 members. I'd like to play a bit of praise to people, because Damon himself and Mike Knight, the captain of the futsal team, those guys are involved. I have a handful of Tranmere Rovers fans.
Yeah.
I have three ladies from the Tranmere Rovers football team. I have one young lady from Birkenhead football team. I've got two guys who work in the souvenir shop at Rovers. I have Paul Harper, who's the communications officer at Rovers. And I have Tim Robinson, the club secretary. So there's that many different facets of the club, from the actual management down to the fans in the stand. So when we get this record, and we will get this record, it really will be at Tranmere Rovers. And it's all for the Lee Knight Foundation, which was the Disabled Supporters Association.
Brilliant. An excellent cause to raise money for. You look a fit lad. You're playing then, aren't you?
I'm struggling a bit. I need to get myself
no,
into
I think
that,
you need to
levels.
Be picked. I think Andy needs to pick you. Gents, best of luck with it.
Thank you.
Andy, still confident about Tranmere?
As always.
Top of the pile? Lincoln or fall?
We'll be there. They will. They've got too much on their plate. Yeah.
Brilliant stuff. Thank you very much, Damon. Thank you, Andy, as well. If you can, back the world record futsal event taking place at Tranmere Rovers, please. A bit more information is where, Andy?
You find it all on Facebook under the Futsal Challenge. You'll find a page there dedicated to everything that we do.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.